agenda, and that's with President Trump, because he already did it once. And that's what he's getting. All of these Democrats, he's showing them for who they are, and he's going to step in to restore law and order if they won't. And he's going to deliver for the American people with his great American comeback that's already underway.
Promises made, promises kept. He has done it once. He will do it again. Liz Harrington, always good to visit with you. You have a great weekend coming up, and we'll talk with you again soon.
All right. Thanks so much.
That's Liz Harrington, Republican National Committee National Spokesperson, joining us from our from the nation's capital. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 3:31, we're getting some moderate flows as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15 past the stadium there, northbound at Tropicana. We'll tap the brakes through there, 15 south at Sahara. So we're getting some heavy flows right now on the Beltway in a couple of areas. 215 southbound at Robindale, 215 westbound at Valley Verde. Those lane restrictions continue there. Pecos at the 215, that's on both sides of the road. Also construction on Charleston, that's actually taking place in the middle of the intersection there at Lamb. So it's affecting both directions. And those lane restrictions will continue through August.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The coronavirus hitting the PGA Tour. We found out last week that Nick Watney had tested positive. He pulled out of this weekend's RBC Heritage. Now Cameron Champ and caddies Ricky Elliott and Ken Comboy have all tested positive. Champ has withdrawn. Elliott caddies for Brooks Koepka, he is withdrawn, in addition to his brother Chase withdrawing as well. Comboy works for Graham McDowell, and McDowell has withdrawn from this weekend's event as well. In the NBA, three players have tested positive from the Sacramento Kings, in Jabari Parker, Alex Lynn, and Buddy Hield. Also an Indiana Pacer testing positive, as former Rookie of the Year Malcolm Brogdon does have the coronavirus. This sports flash driven by Jeep, brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
The final season of inventory is happening now at Copperleaf. Experience the finest in traditional Western living and great outdoor recreation with your gorgeous 1 to 3+ acre mountainside home site. Priced from only $79.9. Plus, for a limited time, pay no closing costs. This spectacular mountain paradise offers pristine Rocky Mountain views, private access to the historic Shoshone River for incredible blue ribbon trout fishing, a prime location next to the entrance of Yellowstone Park for hiking, sightseeing, and nature walks. Plus, modern amenities including central water and sewer, underground electric, and more. During your private Copperleaf tour, you can choose to drive your own vehicle or take advantage of our safe and sanitary tour options. Call 866-935-2636 and ask how to take a live video tour of your beautiful 1 to 3+ acre mountainside home site, priced from only $79.9 at Copperleaf. Don't wait. 866-935-2636 to take a live video tour of Copperleaf, or visit copperleafwyoming.com.
In January of 2017, I was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
And within 24 hours of that diagnosis, we found ourselves here in Memphis at St. Jude. They knew what they were doing. They knew how they were going to treat her. They laid out this elaborate plan.
We didn't know what the future was, or if there even was a future. But with St. Jude, there was.
Not that long ago, the survival rate was 4%. 4%. But through the work and research that St. Jude does, that's now 94%. And you know how that got done? It's through donations. By people getting behind this mission that no child dies in the dawn of life.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And don't forget, this hour is brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller at Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. Okay, this is just getting to be incredible. Jack Newsom is an attorney, I believe. But he is also the leader of Black Lives Matter in New York. And I want you to hear his thoughts on what is being done with taking down statues and things like that. He favors the ability to take down statues. And he wants to go a lot further. John Kennedy is a senator from Louisiana. They were both featured on Fox earlier today. Let's go to cut one. This is Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana.
Before we get started, I want to play a clip of an interview that happened on the Fox News Channel last night with our own Martha McCallum. It was a leader of the Black Lives Matter movement making a very strong point about what will ultimately happen if that movement doesn't get what they're asking for. Listen.
If this country doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system. What is this country rewarding? What behavior is it listening to? Obviously not marching, but when people get aggressive and they escalate their protests.
Martha pressed him to clarify what he meant by burn down the system. That could mean figuratively, that could be literally. He said it's a matter of interpretation. But that's getting a lot of attention this morning, Senator. How do you respond to it?
I listened, Sandra, to the interview last night. Decisions, let's take public art. Decisions about public art should be made by consensus, not the mob. Unfortunately, the statute police, we've all seen it on TV, are trying to turn our cities into scenes from Mad Max. The mayors, Speaker Pelosi, are allowing it. They think that all these folks need are hugs and hot cocoa. I think they need to go to jail and be made to clean up their mess or pay for it. Anarchy is not harmless fun.
Okay. I want to make sure that I say that he went further in that interview to say that the movement itself is about saving lives. And he does say that sometimes violence is necessary. He points back to moments in history where obviously violence was necessary. He makes the case that why the Black Lives Matter movement, at some times it is necessary to invoke violence. What do you say to that? Because he then went on to explain that in the wake of the George Floyd death and the protests that then followed, that this isn't about ambushing police. This is about saving lives. That was his point, saving black lives.
Well, here's what I heard, not in his words, but in mine. I listened to the whole interview last night. Here's what I heard Mr. Newsom say. I heard him say, I hate America. America was evil in its origins. It was wicked. And it's more evil today. I heard him say that most Americans are racist, anti-Semitic, misogynistic, ignorant. And we need to burn the system down. Now, this is America. He's entitled to have that opinion. But he's not entitled to act on those convictions and be violent. And it has been tolerated by our mayors and by leaders on Capitol Hill. I mean, I heard Speaker Pelosi say yesterday that Tim Scott and his Justice Act and the rest of us are trying to get away with the murder of George Floyd. I mean, you can only be young once, but you can always be immature. That's about as sophomoric of a statement as you're going to find.
I love John Kennedy. He is the senator from Louisiana, and I think he's brilliant. I would vote for him for president somewhere down the road. If he wants to run for president, I'll certainly back him. Coming up, we're going to talk about what the governor did yesterday, and we carried it here on this very radio program right here on AM 670 KMZQ. We carried the governor's news conference, thanks to our friends at News 3. And one of the things I found fascinating is the whole notion of who is it that is going to police the general public? For instance, if you see someone out on the street, you see somebody in a public park, you see someone in a place of business, can you make a citizen's arrest and take them out in handcuffs? We already have at least one example of where this edict, this what we're calling the mask mandate, that it's resulted in injuries to a cashier at a convenience store, an AM/PM. We already know that. And coming up, we're going to talk to the owner of said AM/PM. Francois Elvandi, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. I'm just saying, this thing is fraught with peril. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Broadcasting live from the world famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
As we are staying home more and more, isn't it time to take care of some of those projects that you've been putting off? At Carpets & More, we have 4 decades of home remodeling experience. We can expertly handle any type of flooring, cabinetry, countertops, window coverings, virtually anything. And best of all, on approved credit, we have no interest financing. No interest. Come see us at 4580 West Tico or call us at 450-MORE. That's 450-M-O-R-E or carpetsandmore.com. Let's get those home projects done.
Optimized performance, advanced capability, and contemporary looks. This perfectly describes the 2020 Range Rover Velar. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and with 0% interest financing currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, now is the right time to own yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Our brand new home, AM 670 KMZQ. There are a lot of people, believe it or not, over the course of 5 years, that didn't realize I was still in town. That when I left CBS back in, I don't know, 2015, something like that, that I didn't leave town. I just moved to a different dial position. And the same thing here. There are people that think I just went away. No. No, I'm here. And I'm here to stay. Last night, the Governor Sisolak, he of the Sisolak shutdown, a mask mandate beginning 11:59 tonight. It applies to all indoor public spaces and in outdoor spaces where people might congregate and where social distancing of at least 6 feet is not possible. I imagine in a public park that would be okay. As long as you're not violating the social distancing thing, it contains exceptions. For instance, children under 10, those with medical conditions. There are a few of those, but not many. This is a massive, massive change. Now, I want to open up our phone line. In fact, I'll do it right now. At 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. A lot of people very upset about this. Will there be blowback? John Ellison says he hopes there is. John Ellison was on with us late yesterday. His reaction to the Sisolak mask mandate. And basically, John Ellison, a member of the assembly in District 33, said he thinks there will be blowback. There will be sheriffs that will not enforce it. The problem is, here's the problem, and you tell me if I'm right. Are business owners going to have to put up signs? In fact, we saw one of those signs from the governor's office, and it said, no shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service. Who is going to tell? Who is in charge of telling that regular customer in a bar and grill or in a hardware store that, I'm sorry, we can't serve you, you don't have a mask? And we already have at least one example that I know of where somebody ended up having to go to the hospital with injuries after somebody did not take kindly to having to wear a mask to get service. Just think about that for a second. That's why it's so scary. We already have stuff going on, you know, with tearing down statues and, you know, George Floyd's death and protests and all that. We want to get police involved in more or less. This is so incredibly dangerous. And that's why the governor should be ashamed of himself for doing this. The governor is just totally wrong. Somebody needs, and by the way, I don't know how this is going to play out, but I'm willing to bet that if you can have social, well, not social distancing, if you can social disobedience or whatever you want to call it, if you can do that on the left, can you do that on the right too? Can we just as a group say we're going to protest, and our means of protesting will be we're not going to wear a mask? Is that what we're talking about here? Is that what this amounts to? Civil disobedience is something the left has used for decades. Marching in the streets, even illegally, apparently is okay if you do it on the left. Now let's see what happens if you do it on the right. If you say to the governor, we're simply not going to do this. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to Will. Will, you're up. You're on. I'm Kevin Wall, and you're on AM 670 KMZQ. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
You're not going to arrest me, are you?
I'm not going to arrest you. Nobody's going off in handcuffs on this show.
Do you have a mask on, Kevin? Because you sound like it.
No.
Okay. Well, here's my position. You ready? I consider this to be a direct assault, life-threatening assault on my persona. And the reason I do is that the body uses what we call an atomization molecular fuel system. Your body takes in a tremendous amount of energy. It's like a trillion cells in the body. And it fuels through this particular passage. And for these people to not only block that passage from the incoming, but to hold the debris that my body puts out, and then have that debris commingle with other cigarette smoke or other contaminants there are out there, that is a life-threatening situation that's imposed against my will with any kind of mandate, any kind of constitutional foundation whatsoever, in my opinion. So this is I consider this a life
Hey, but Will, why am I not hearing this from Dr. Fauci?
Well, and then the reason is because we don't really know what's happening here. I'd really like to see on the face mask thing, but two things are potential. One is they had an economic collapse they don't want to tell anybody about, so they're trying to keep us stable so they can recapitalize so they realize what they did wrong. Or the other thing is that somebody is out there assaulting the community with this contagion in various places, which makes it political. And the truth is, these people are not being honest with us. We will not know what's happening until we see the video of that argumentative moment in Mr. Trump, whom I love, in his office when these people made the case. We are denied the ability to see that discussion, so we'll never know. Now, I'll stop at that, because if you ask me a question, I'm bound and obligated to answer that.
Oh, I know. I know. I'm so glad you called, and I thank you. I'm running up against the clock and the top of the hour and all of that.
Kevin, can I mention one more thing?
Very quickly.
One more thing? Okay. You still there?
I'm still here. Very quickly.
Okay. When you stop and think about the application of this unbelievable, unreasonable request, think about just the bus ride alone. Is that bus air conditioner recircling air or bringing in new air? What do you do if a passenger comes on? Do you ask for their health certificate? How do you know a phony health certificate or a real health certificate? What happens if they can't get to their wallet to get that? What happens if their face mask falls off? The magnitude of this assault using the police again as the battering ram against the general public's best interest.
Hey, Will, I hate to cut you off, but I'm running up against a hard break here. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. It is Thursday. It is AM 670 KMZQ.
Headlines that affect you.
But as we address the how, we also have to know that we're addressing the why, and I think that's going to be critical in order for us to turn the page.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio. Done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battle Born Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24/7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30 years. But now, Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. Best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Coming up top of the hour, Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party, his reaction to the Sisolak mask mandate. That's what we're calling it, the mask mandate. And it's pretty ugly. The reaction so far has not been very positive. Some of us will go along to get along. But I think there will be people who will say, I'm simply not going to let you do this to me. The problem is we are putting people at risk who work for businesses who have to be the bearer of bad tidings. I'm sorry, sir, did you see the sign? No shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service. We'll get to that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
it's Paul Powell?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas heat is here, and Meineke has hot deals for you. Come in right now and get a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95 and a free AC inspection. That's right, only $17.95 for a synthetic blend oil change and a free AC check. Make sure to visit your local Meineke Care Center today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The House is debating the Democrat police reform legislation that they